The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
I want to get rid of my butt. It's bigger than it would appear. It hinders my forward movement when I keep bringing up.
Stop. Having trouble reducing your butt? That's one T, not two. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more fervent stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways you can change your world.
Good morning. I'm Jean Ketchum.
And I'm C. Suzanne Bates.
And so what is this I hear about spring being a pain in your butt, Suzanne?
Well, it's not only a pain in my butt, it's a pain in my knees and a pain in my shoulders and a pain in my arms. I just get, when spring comes, I get so excited to be outside. I go out, I start digging, or I start exercising, or I start running. And then I get so sore because I overdo. I don't start like with a little bit of exercise, or I should probably, you know, work out a little bit, stretch and do some things before this. But
well, you do
the first nice.
You do stretch, don't you? Every time I see you, you stretch.
Well, but I mean really build up to
I see.
But then what happens is I overdo, and then it's just really hard on my body. Mm-hmm. This time of year, I go through this every time. And now, for some reason, I've been squatting. My rear end is those muscles, you know, that are right in the back of your behind. But what about you? I mean, are you going to do that walking stick thing? What is that called?
It's called Nordic Walk. The Nordic Walking. Oh. And it's with the ski poles. And yes, I'm going to do it. I can't wait to do it. And, you know, I should have been doing it if I wasn't allergic to the cold air. I could have been doing it all winter because you can do that in the wintertime. But it honestly, it burns up 20 to 40% more calories by doing the Nordic walking than it does just going out and walking fast. So, I mean, I'm very excited about it, as you know. I loved it last summer. But it just the weather has to be nice.
Well, and I just think being outside, you know, breathing the fresh air and just these are all kind of rituals of spring mm-hmm. that I think that mark this time of year and get us all excited. So what other rituals? Do you have spring rituals I know you don't clean your house. I mean, not that it's
which
dirty,
I was going to you know. Say, would you please clarify that?
Yeah.
But Mike cleans it, so it's clean.
Okay, so spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning for Mike.
That's on his list.
Yeah, that's his list. And no, and I was getting ready to say, get the pots ready for the flowers, but that's on his list too. So,
yeah.
I don't think I do anything.
Well, but you put your top down on your car.
I what?
You put your top down on your car.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, that's a spring ritual.
That's true.
Once you take that mask off so that you don't get arrested thinking you're a bank robber in the getaway car.
I put my top down on my convertible and I roll the windows up.
Okay, no, I hate that. See, that just made me.
I do that just to irritate you.
Oh yeah, I just like that. It's just so old. Old people.
That makes you hyperventilate, doesn't it? And I did it when I was 30. Are you kidding? It has nothing to do with age. It has to do with I don't want my hair to blow.
Oh Lordy. Okay. Well, we'll talk about that, and then we'll also do, of course, our dirty little secrets. And the dirty little secrets are the things that we have these infiltrators out there. And they go into people's offices and their homes and their private spaces. And they find out what they're doing. And as far as their spring rituals. And I think that one of the things that we're going to talk about today that they found out is what you do with those skanky winter toes that you've been hiding under your socks and all winter. And it's certainly one of my spring rituals to get your pedicure going. And that's both for men and women.
Right.
So that'll be a good one.
And we're going to talk about a very unnecessary spring habit that could really be killing you or your grandkids. I mean, it's a real serious topic. So,
I know this is very sobering information for me, because it is one of my spring rituals, and it's really changed my thinking. I think I'm done with it. And then the most popular spring sport in the entire world. Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay. Well, we're gonna find out.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, then we're moving on to our Snoop and Scoop interview, and today we have Dr. Ryan Elton from the Bros Clinic out in Wayzata, and he's going to tell us how he can save our bodies during the springing of spring, and he can actually shave a few strokes off your golf game. That's going to be interesting.
Is that crazy?
Yes.
I mean, I love that he can actually get your score, your golf score, better your golf score. That's crazy. And then we'll look at April's drawing, our fantastic prizes that we give away every month that you can win by just signing up.
And go to our website at www.agingbutdangerous.com and check out our latest blog. Suzanne, that was a good blog, Hitting the Sheets After 50. And that was inspired, you were inspired by last week's program, weren't you?
Well, yes, I was inspired at the memory of actually how nice that is. No, we had a great program last week on female sexuality. So, all right, well, the first dirty little secret is about those skanky winter toes. And you know what? I just love saying skanky. That's why I don't even know what it means. It's probably a terrible word.
Smelly.
But I just think it's just way fun to say. But this is for both men and women. And pedicures have been around for a long time. I mean, like 4,000 years or something. And men used to get them back in Babylonia or someplace like that. And they would have these gold instruments. They would give themselves pedicures and manicures. And they've even been depicted in like stone carvings or found like in Pharaoh's tomb. So Pharaoh probably had pedicures. So men who think it's not guy-like to have pedicures are really missing a great opportunity. And when you go in to have a pedicure, you know, not only do they make your feet look better, but it's also about nail disease and also things like ingrown toenails. They can really help with that. I know a lot of people who have pedicures for ingrown toenails, but so it's cosmetic, it's therapeutic, and it also has medical purposes. So anyway, I would say that is one of the things you can do for yourself to really make yourself feel good about putting on a pair of sandals is get those feet taken care of. So what about you?
Well,
what are your little tidbits?
Well, also what we were talking about, what is a killer is this tanning booths. Oh my gosh. The tanning booths, it says they might as well be like coffins. They are they cause melanoma, and this is one of the second most common cancers in adults under 30. So we could be talking about our granddaughters, and then you were saying that's something that you do, and I don't remember you doing that. I didn't know that was one of your rituals, but that, it is just really serious, serious stuff. It's just got, Mayo Clinic did independent study on melanoma, and that was, you know, they said that this is, you know, melanoma is the new epidemic of young women, and so much of it is coming from the tanning beds, so that has just got to stop.
Well, and I think it's important to tell your grandkids that, your kids and your grandkids,
right?
Because a lot of us are older, we can stop now, but it's really under 30. Melanoma is the second leading cancer of young women under 30, so.
Right.
It's great information to pass on. And golf is not the number one sport in the world, but we'll come back to that.
You are listening to Gene and Suzanne and the Dirty Little Secrets that we uncover and share with you every single week on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mary Beatty, a realtor with Edina Realty. If you're anything like me, and if you're listening to this show, I'm guessing you are, then you have some very strong opinions on buying or selling a home. Maybe you're looking to downsize or move in from the suburbs, or like about half of you, looking for a place with fewer stairs. Whatever your next move, after 25 years in real estate, I know this. Everyone's situation is different. That's why I look forward to hearing your needs and fulfilling your goals. So give me a call. I'm Mary Beatty with Edina Realty.
Here at ABD, we think growing older makes you bolder, but only if you have your financial house in order. Yeah, I'm talking about estate planning, ladies. not your cup of tea? Well, it is for Karen Schottauer at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Karen is the estate planning guru at Lohman Abdo. In as little as two simple meetings, she can have this stuff all wrapped up for you, so you can get back to living dangerously. To learn more, check out Lohman Abdo's free estate planning checklist online at MinnesotaEstatePlanningAttorney.com.
You are listening to Jean and Suzanne and Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Welcome back. You know, I love to play golf, and for many years, well, I don't want to say I loved to play golf, but it's like as much as someone like me can love to play golf. But anyway, for so many years, you know, I'd go out to the golf course, and that first drive I would hit would be just perfect, and it would feel great and everything, and then I would not hit another shot that good the entire season. And so I don't know why exactly. Maybe our next guest can answer that for me.
Well, I'm sure he can. We have with us today Dr. Ryan Elton. He is a chiropractor with the Brost Clinic out in Wayzata. And Dr. Elton basically specializes in working with golfers on improving the most important piece of their golf equipment, their own bodies. Welcome to our show, Dr. Elton.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Yeah, we've sure got some questions for you today. I think it's very interesting that you were saying the number one most common complaint among all golfers, both professional and amateurs, was low back pain. And the most common cause of that in golfers is spinal mechanical dysfunction. Could you explain that to us?
Yeah, absolutely. The spine, especially in the lower part of the back, the joints are aligned to go forward and backward and not to turn or rotate or twist. And obviously with the golf swing, you know, what we're doing, especially repetitively, is twisting. So that motion right there puts an undue stress on the spine, especially in the lower back, and over time, that's going to take its toll and lead to that lower back pain. And so that's what, as a chiropractor, what we can really help people with is get rid of that spinal mechanical dysfunction and get rid of that person's back pain, and then they're going to be playing golf a lot better because of that.
Well, what is the number one condition that chiropractors treat?
Actually, that is lower
that
back
is,
pain.
That is, that's it, yeah.
By far, yeah.
I know,
well,
that's mine.
Yeah, 85% of all people in this country have back pain at some point in their life, and for golfers, I think it might be even higher than that. Definitely, research shows that on the professional golf tour, it's about 75 to 80%, and those people are getting chiropractic care, and you know, the professionals on a regular basis, and I think it's even higher for amateurs because they're not being exposed to the chiropractic care as much as the professionals are. So,
mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, lower back pain by far.
Yes. Well, I know you said you've been playing golf since you were 3 years old, and you've been playing competitively since you were 7. So, you know, I always think about these older golfers and how their body has, I think we've talked about this, you know, before, how they didn't have all that chiropractic care, you know, 50 years ago, or, you know, when some of these, Arnold Palmer, some of these players were playing. Is that true? I mean, it's like when you started out at 7, I know, I don't think you're probably very old, but did you have, as you were growing up, that chiropractic care?
I didn't until I got to college. And I started actually developing some back pain in college when I started playing for the college golf team. And when you play competitively, you're playing a lot more. You're practicing a lot more, so it puts an even greater stress on the spine. And what I noticed is when I started getting chiropractic care, my game improved, and I had less back pain as a result. So it's a win-win. Really, I started playing better and feeling better with the chiropractic care. So that's kind of what got me into the profession and got me wanting to do what I'm doing now.
Wow. And do you? What are some of the benefits of chiropractic care for golfers? I mean, I know you've already said, you know, better back.
Yeah.
You know, the lower back is better. And
yeah, absolutely. So number one, you know, we're going to get rid of the lower back pain for the golfers. But also, that you know, there are other joints that and parts of the body that get under stress with golf. You know, shoulders and elbows and wrists and even down to the hips, ankles, and feet. So we can help help the golfer, you know, get rid of the pain in that area. They're going to have better flexibility. I think one of the biggest problems golfers have is they're just not flexible. And so we really work with them on increasing that flexibility, which is also going to lead to faster or better club head speed. They're actually going to be hitting it further than they were before when we get going in their chiropractic care and in their flexibility training. Another big thing would be balance. I mean, if you don't have good balance, yeah, there's no way you can hit a good golf shot. And with chiropractic and with some exercises and maybe some orthotics in the golf shoes, balance is going to be greatly increased.
Oh, my gosh, that makes a lot of sense. But that is really interesting. So in order to improve the club head speed, that has a lot, and create more distance, that has a lot to do with being limber and your body really working and moving better.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Better flexibility, and better balance and better biomechanics, you're going to have better golf swings, and with better golf swings, it's going to have a higher club head speed and you're going to hit it further, and most likely straighter, too, which is kind of nice.
Well, what's the most important piece of golf equipment a golfer owns?
Well, like you said earlier, it's
just
your body.
I mean,
but the thing is, a lot of times golfers, especially this time of year, they spend a lot of money on new equipment, new drivers, new irons, a new putter, and they start taking lots of lessons, which, again, nothing wrong with that. But, to me and to a lot of other professionals, the most important piece of golf equipment you got is your body. You got to take care of your body. You got to get your body in shape in order to play good golf. And to me, that's the most important thing. And, if you do that, I think your game's going to improve tremendously without having to spend lots of money on drivers and irons and things like that. So, and this time of year with spring, obviously the weather isn't great right now, but in a couple weeks we're going to be playing a lot of golf. And so now is a good time to get your body in shape for the upcoming golf season so you don't have any unnecessary injuries as the season starts.
Right. I think my dad, I have a 105-year-old dad. He stopped playing golf at 100. And he said the other day, I said, "Daddy, the golf courses are about to open here." This was before we got going to have this big storm tomorrow. And he says, "Well, aren't they open all year long?" He's in Kansas. So he always loved it because the golf courses were always open. So, you have a clinic coming up too, don't you? I mean, you have regular clinics at the Brost Clinic, or how many times do you do that, and what is that all about?
Well, yeah, I do it throughout the golf season, so we're actually starting our first one here in a couple of weeks. I believe it's Tuesday night, April 30th at the clinic. It's a free golf clinic. It's open to the public. What we do, we talk about kind of what we've been talking about now, about how chiropractic can help the golfer with their bodies and with their backs. We go over some flexibility stretches and strengthening exercises that will actually go over with them one-on-one in the clinic there and give them some information so they can take it home with them and start working on some of that before the season gets going. But I do them periodically throughout the golf season, starting with this first one in April.
Mm-hmm. And how do they find that, Dr. Elton?
They can find it on our website or on our Facebook page, thebrostclinic.com. And also they can inquire at the clinic. They can call in the clinic and sign up for that event coming up Tuesday night, April 30th. I believe it's at 6:15 and it's right in our clinic there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like that would really help a lot of people. I noticed that you said when we were talking the other day that Tiger Woods uses chiropractic regularly. And do you think, I was always wondering when he wasn't playing so well after all that horrible stuff happened to him, was it because maybe that his body did just tighten up and he got so tense he wasn't moving as well? Because he really had trouble.
Right. Yeah. I'm not quite sure if that was the case, but he was one of the first ones, probably 10, 15 years ago that mentioned that he uses chiropractic on a regular basis. And that was really important to his golf game then. And I know he still uses it now, but not only him, but other high level professionals have their own personal chiropractors that they use on a regular basis. And again, they're using it obviously to minimize their back pain and increase the flexibility, but really they're using it to improve their performance. And, if it's good enough for professionals to put it into their routine on what's important to them to play good golf, I think it's also really important for amateurs as well. So.
Well, this has been very, very interesting. Thank you so much for your all your information. And give us your website again real quick.
www.thebrostclinic.com.
Okay, and everybody check on that golf clinic. Thank you, Dr. Elton, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, coming up, our great prizes for April are on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, so don't go away.
In a city that's diverse and dynamic, the needs of the people are equally diverse. That's why the Twin Cities rely on the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation to urgently address the needs of those who might otherwise go unnoticed and unaided. Those who are homeless or poor, abused or uninsured. But work like this takes lots of resources from caring people like you. To learn more about the work of the Sisters of St. Joseph or to donate, visit us online at csjministriesfoundation.org.
We'd like to welcome Dr. Barbara Toppin, a renowned OBGYN and member of Minnesota Monthly Magazine's prestigious Top Docs list. She personally understands the pleasures, pains, and health issues of women of all ages.
Deserving. It has been said that in life we accept what we deserve. As a doctor, I've observed that firsthand. Many mature women give up on their dreams, desires, and even their health because they don't believe that they deserve to have them. I've met women who have suffered from chronic depression, chronic pain, weight problems, lack of sexual satisfaction, just because they believe that they should not ask for more. Over the next few weeks, we will explore topics from heart disease in women to sexual health. I want our listeners to think about one question. What do you deserve?
For an appointment with Dr. Toppin or one of her caring associates at Adefris and Toppin Women's Specialist in Woodbury, call 651-686-6400. That's 651-686-6400.
No offense, gentlemen, but sometimes we gals need some time to ourselves to get things done. That's why we invented football. It's also why over 100 years ago, some very smart women established the Women's Club of Minneapolis. It's a friendly gathering spot near Loring Park where civic-minded women get together, make new friends, and make things happen for our community. Never heard of the Women's Club? Well, they've heard of us. Just mention this ad and you'll get a free brunch for two. Learn more now at womensclub.org.
All right, welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. And we are going to come back here and talk about, well, we've been talking about spring rituals and some healthy things we can do, some unhealthy things we can do, some things we can do to make ourselves look better. And so also we've got a little reminder for our listeners out there.
Yes, we want our listeners to don't forget to tell our sponsors that you've heard about them on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. They will be very excited if they hear from you all. And so just think, give them a call. Give our sponsors a call and go to their place of business or just talk to them about what's going on. They really would like to hear from you, and we would love for you to do that. And one of our, Suzanne, I want to tell you about, you know, I mean, our new sponsor, Higher Brain Living. I know that, you know, I'm going through this course and it is just so exciting. Now, Higher Brain Living is, they have the lower brain, survival brain, and the new evolved higher brain. This is how it works. It's an energetic pathway in the central nervous system that when touched in the right location with the right pressure and the right sequence, it creates a surge of energy into the higher brain. Now, what I like about this is not all just woo-woo stuff. This is really scientific things, which I know you like, Suzanne. You really like for things to be, you know, factual and scientific. I am so excited about this. You get this by doing exercises, 10 minutes twice a day. And as you know, I'm going through some fear factors right now with my health, and this is really, really helping me. Go to their website, higherbrainliving.com. There's three locations, one in Hudson, one in Wayzata, and one in Minneapolis. And it's just, you know, read about it. It's fabulous. We're going to be talking about it every week.
Right, we have a big drawing at the end of April. We get to go to lunch with us, and what could be more fun, really? I mean, tell me. And we're going to have that. It's going to be a mystery lunch. We're not going to tell you where we're taking you this month, but it's going to be really, really fun. So you and two of your friends can come with us. Go to our website and sign up.
And we're also going to have a free drawing for a free color analysis by Alice Sadeau. She's an image consultant and wardrobe stylist, and it's worth $125. It's for an hour, and you can go to her website, ivegotyourstyle.com.
And also go to our Facebook page and like us. It could be your spring ritual, liking us on Facebook.
And also our triathlon. Please, please, y'all, sign up. Give us your go on our website and sign up for this triathlon. It's a relay. It's on August 24th, 2013 in Maple Grove. And you either you swim, bike, or run slash walk. But it's a relay, so you don't have to do all of it at once. But just really think about it. We'd love to get a team. We'd love to get several teams going on that.
Well, and that kind of leads us into our next little tidbit here. And that is that Women's Health Magazine did a survey, and it's the fifth one they've done annually, and they did it with Men's Health. So Women's and Men's Health together partnered, and they ranked 100 cities in 41 categories, and those included things like nutrition, the cost of living, cancer rates, I mean, tons of different stuff. And Minneapolis was the sixth in the top 10 best.
Didn't you love that?
I love that. And it's so true. And that's what this whole triathlon thing is about, is mm-hmm. the women in Minneapolis taking care of themselves. And I know we used to live in St. Louis, and it was ninth in the worst cities. So glad we got out of there.
Good thing we got out.
Yeah. But anyway, it's like it talks about, and so this is what's really exciting about living in Minneapolis, is that we are healthy and we do merge our body and minds. And I know they were talking about San Francisco and how that's probably the healthiest overall place in our entire country. And it's you know, really active and really low in anxiety. And then, you know, and they just talk about how a solid emotional health can boost your entire immune system.
And what I thought was great was that they said Minnesota has such low death rates in heart disease. Only 19 in 100,000 people will die of a heart attack, and only 5 in 100,000 of a stroke. Oh, I thought that was so interesting, and it does show. But, you know, everybody here does exercise a lot, I think.
Well, I think, and then I think we're also really cognizant of what we eat. We are healthy eaters, and so if you eat fresh and you're healthy eaters, then doing things like being on our triathlon, we want to get some really cool women. I'm going back to this triathlon and with everything we say, because we need for people to come and sign up. And that is what being aging but dangerous is all about. So
are you going to do it?
You know, well, that's what I'm thinking, that I just might do it.
I think
because
you should.
It's not like we're going to win. I mean, it's not like I'm going in there to get an Olympic gold medal. Mm-hmm. I just want to do it. And to be part of that.
You and I both should do it.
What are you going to do?
Walk. Run, walk.
Okay, then I'll bike.
Okay.
I don't have a bike. there goes my butt again. It'll be killing me. Oh, my gosh. Well, so anyway, I think that this whole thing about being, it's very encouraging to me that we are in a city that values and promotes and lives in this healthy lifestyle. It was really a, what do you call that? Reinforcer to me to read this. Was it to you? Did it have a positive impact?
It had very positive. I was very, very excited to read about it. I thought it was just, I mean, that whole heart disease thing and all that. I mean, I just think it was wonderful.
Anyway, what about our swarm coming up? We've got a great swarm.
We want to remind everybody, April 30th at Corset Styling, and that is in 54th in France. Go to our website. It's an RSVP and sign up to come. It's going to be a fashion show. It's going to be absolutely fabulous.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you for spending your Saturday morning with us. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates and Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, empowering, inspiring, and challenging women across the globe.
Please join us next Saturday at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age. And that is dangerous.
Keep your head down. Keep your eye on the ball.
Hush.
If you're having trouble with the butt in your life, that's one T, not two. Tune in next Saturday and every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more crazy stories and titillating topics with Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways to reduce your butt.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now. Move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.